Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, Christmas is going to be different this year. And I think we need Christmas more than ever and that Christmas cheer and, of course, the reason for the season. But we wanted to get in the mindset. Usually I'd be a Grinch until December, but I think this year is different. And we want to celebrate Christmas so well this year. And to get ideas on how to make it special, we're going to have a Christmas countdown on the morning show every day for the next month. And first up, I have our old friends, Alex Gayson from the Field of Life. Alex, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much. So, nice to be on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Alex. You're based in Cork, right? Tell us more about yourself.
Yeah, so I live in Cork. I'm married to Linda. I have two little kids. Leanna's 10 and Joshua is 6. And I work for an international development organisation called Fields of Life. We work in 6 East African countries and primarily in Uganda. The main body of work is done there. We're also in other countries like Rwanda and the Congo and South Sudan as well. So I'm a fundraiser and I do some development work here in Ireland to try and help the process over there in Africa.
So tell us a little bit, Alex, about just a Christmas memory from your own childhood.
Yeah, well, the famous one in my house is I was a bit of an explorer. So there's this great story when my mom heard this great commotion from our attic. I'd managed to find a ladder and climb into our attic and was rooting around in sort of mid-November, sort of this sort of time of year, actually. And there's great screams coming from the attic, excitement. And I was shouting about this electric set that I'd happened to find up there. And I was saying things like, "I must have been the people who lived here before us have left it here. This is fantastic. What a blessing. This is amazing." Shouting down. And of course, my mom, as a single mom in the 80s, when money was really tight, listening to this, going, "You've got to be joking me." And of course, that was my Christmas present that I discovered. So that's the famous Christmas memory in my house.
Your poor mom. You've probably learned your lesson. You're thinking of your own kids, Alex. I bet you've got better hiding places.
It's like Fort Knox now. So, I know exactly what I'm like and probably what they're like. So everything is buried and hidden away here. There's no chance that I'm finding it for sure. I've learned the lesson the hard way.
As you say, it's like Fort Knox. Tell us about just your 2020, one low light from the year.
Yeah, well, there's been a few, haven't there? But one for me, I've probably never really grown up in my brain, you know. So I love playing with my kids and we go skateboarding. So we were down at the local school not far from the house here and we were having a great time. I was chasing them and they were chasing me. And Dad's maybe not quite what he once was in a skateboard at 42. And I took a wrong turn and went bouncing across the ground. And sat up and turned out afterwards that I'd broken my arm. I didn't know that at the time. But of course, there's nothing like having your two kids roaring laughing at you as a family walks past just at that moment, looking over and asking, "Are you okay?" And of course, your man pride saying, yeah, I'm fine. But that was a particular low light for me. But the good news is we're back in the skateboards. All is good. That was a few weeks back. Recovery has happened and it was all fine. But
it hasn't put you off, Alex, by the sound of it. And man pride is obviously powerful. If you didn't realise straight away your arm was broken.
Yeah, I continued on for about half an hour and then things started to seize up and I went home and my wife was very loving and said, "You total idiot, go to A&E." And sure enough, there was a little bit of a fracture going on there.
Oh, I'm sure your kids still think you're cool on the skateboard, right?
I don't know about that. The laughing, there was a lot of laughing. It reminded me, and I hope I'm not too old for your audience, but it reminded me of Nelson from The Simpsons, the bully, you know, and the way he was laughing, but it was very funny. So he still giggles about it now. He has no remorse, which is funny. So, but all is good. The skateboarding is continuing all as well. But that was a particular low light at the time, you know.
Well, glad to hear you're well recovered and still on the skateboard. What about a highlight then for 2020?
Yeah, so look, 2020 brought a lot of challenges, but I'm pretty proud of my wife. She juggles a lot. She has a counselling practice, obviously, amongst kids and the home here. But during the pandemic, she was able to actually balance all of that and also get an honours degree in counselling and psychotherapy. So she used the time pretty well. So for me, pretty proud husband watching her do that. So she's done great, used the time really well. It was great. There was a lot of stress and pressure, you can imagine, trying to get all that done and balancing everything and all that was going on in 2020. But that was a real highlight in the home. Her first degree. So a big celebration in that regard.
Oh, no surprise, Alex, that you're a proud husband. That's an incredible achievement for your wife. And you know what? You work for Fields of Life and we know where there's hope, there's life. What is your hope for 2021?
Hope for 2021, I think, from this side, is that society might emerge with maybe slightly renewed values, a better understanding of what's really important. It'll be interesting just to see, I guess, how people have used the time, the hope is that maybe, you know, we won't all rush back to the things that we were doing as deeply and as distractedly as we were doing it, that people might really think about what's important, about what the future holds, and that sense of awareness, that community values that, in my opinion, were maybe slightly slipping a bit. We were a bit distracted by many other things. And even the working from home thing, both good and bad, let's be honest, there's positives and negatives to that, but I think being around family more as well, really seeing how the family unit works as a dad was very, very powerful for me. And again, just a real good reminder of what's really important. So, yeah. So I think coming up to Christmas as well, that would be my hope.
And what about anything that you might be reading this Christmas? We need some inspiration.
Yeah. Well, Trevor Stevenson, who's the founder of Fields of Life, has actually just completed his autobiography, and it's published. It's called From Killing Fields to Fields of Life, and it has stories for the last 25 years of the journey of Fields of Life. So there's loads of adventure and excitement and miraculous kind of stories. There's one that just stood out for me as I read through it, and it was about Mary McAleese, former Irish president, who went out to commission a school in the very early days when Trevor was sort of starting out. And she was there opening a school in Uganda, and after the speeches happened, she was in one helicopter and she had an entourage in another helicopter. And as they took off into the sky, there was bushes all around the school, and nobody had noticed, but suddenly the bushes started to move, all of them, and they started to run. And it was actually Ugandan soldiers, hundreds of Ugandan soldiers that had been hiding in the bushes that nobody knew were there. As the helicopters took off into the sky, the entire field just started to move, and all those guys had been waiting there just to keep security and make sure everything was okay. That's just one of the many, many stories in the book that stood out for me. But there's all kinds of border issues and trying to make things happen and all of the early days. And so it's 10 euro. You can get it at our shop, fieldsoflife.org. I think it would be a pretty good stocking filler.
It does. You know, not only have you given us reading inspiration, but stocking filler inspiration too, Alex. So how are you and your family going to be celebrating Christmas this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably be a close-knit family, going to do something here. We'll cook, we'll have people over. So we'll have Linda's brothers and sisters over, and mums and dads and that, and to come down. I think just probably quite chilled, enjoy family again, because it's been hard, isn't it, in the whole lockdown piece, not seeing people. So really looking forward to spending time with people to really, really enjoy that. And then in the early morning, God love me, I'm going to be in the ocean with my two kids early doors. So Fields of Life are running a dip for a sip on the 25th. So the idea is to get into the water. We have hats printed with Fields of Life logos on it. And we're asking people if they might join us on the 25th early morning to get into the water. Donate 20 quid to Fields of Life, and we'll send out a pack then with all the bits and pieces inside it. And then you just take a picture and post it and show that you've done it on the 25th. So you can find everything at info@fieldsoflife.org. So yeah, that's kind of how we'll be celebrating Christmas.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.